Now, what do you get when you take a loving mom, a news junkie, and a best friend, and you give her a radio show? You get one of the most entertaining shows here on the radio, The Gayle King Show, where you never know what is going to happen. The Gayle King Show, hanging out with the who's who and filling you in on what's what. If it's happening, Gayle is talking about it. Politics and music and movies, being a mom, and love, love, loving food. Let me tell you, you never know what's going to happen in the world according to Gayle. Here she is, Gayle King, on Oprah Radio.
I love the Gayle King Show. She cracks me up. Start my day with her and my coffee cup. She's fabulous. Her appetite's hearty. Talks with us like a slumber party. That's G-A-Y-L-E, you know.
The Gayle King Show.
I don't know how you can listen to that song and not just want to bounce around, nod your head, because it's just such a happy song. It's very bubblegummy, and I'm thinking, maybe I like bubblegum. Maybe I like bubblegum music. I'm kind of thinking I do, because Amy Hartman, thank you. Thank you. Amy Hartman is a favorite listener who wrote that song all on her own, totally unsolicited. I did not ask for her to do it. But I guess she heard me saying, God, no one ever wrote a song named Gayle. But I didn't ask her. I didn't ask her. And then not only does she write it, she has G-A-Y-L-E, you know. I love it. Thank you, Amy. Thank you. In New York, we done got ourselves a snowstorm. Mm. I was talking about the snow in Central Park. And when I was reading about Andrew Koenig, they were saying he was found in a park that was larger than Central Park. Mm. And that's what made me start thinking about it. And then I started thinking about how important it is to let people that we love know that we care about them. So I got a little off track here. I planned to talk about him, but certainly did not want to start the show with that, especially after coming out of Amy Hartman's The Gayle King Show, such a happy little ditty.